Well, amen. I'm glad I love him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm thankful that he loves me too. Amen.
Right.
He loved me before I even knew him. Amen.
That's right.
He loved me before the foundation of the world.
Yes, sir.
Purposed in his heart to give himself for me and for you.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I was sitting there thinking, most of the churches you go to nowadays may have just two or three younger people. But, you know, I've been coming here for years. And I see a lot of these kids that's grown up in the church.
Yes,
and now they're sitting here, and they're married and got children.
Amen.
And they've not left.
Yes, sir.
And I see the others coming along.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And that speaks volumes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
and another thing, you go to a lot of places, and on Sunday morning, the church is packed out, and you come back Sunday night, and you wonder if the rapture took place. Amen?
Yeah.
But it speaks for a church when the majority of the people come back.
That's
now,
right.
They may be one or two missing. I'm not sure. I don't know. But thank God for folk that love the Lord.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Thank God for folk that are faithful.
Amen.
Yes, amen. I've tried to be faithful down through the years. You know, the last few years, there have been times that I've missed. I've been in the hospital, and then times that I just wasn't able to go. Amen. But I thank God for people that'll go to the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord for that. If you have your Bibles tonight, Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter number 5, for the scripture reading, we feel that the Lord would have us to try to preach from tonight. I do want you to pray for me. Pray for me that God will touch me and just allow me to preach.
Amen.
And I know in my heart conditions the way it is, sometimes you just can't ever get started, and sometimes it takes you a little while to get started, and the Lord just lets you, I guess you could say, work your way out of it. He helps you through it, and you pray that the Lord will reach down and touch me tonight.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And help me to help you, amen,
amen,
by the preaching of the Word of God.
Amen.
This Word of God here will help us all.
That's
amen.
Right.
I don't care who's preaching. If you'll listen, you can learn something.
Amen.
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 Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, as we come today, we look unto thee, from whence cometh our help, our hope, and our strength. And Lord, we realize tonight that we need you more than we ever have before. Lord, I need you. These people need you. The people that's listening by the way of radio today need you. Lord, we're living in perilous times. We're living in dangerous times, Lord. And we pray that, God, that you'd reach down. And, Lord, that through your mercy and grace, that, Lord, that you would redeem us from this sin-cursed world. And Lord, have mercy upon us. And, Lord, use us tonight now. Lord, help us to preach. There's those that's lost tonight in our hearing. We ask you to save them. And we ask you to strengthen us as your children. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to preach tonight on a very familiar passage of Scripture. Years ago, I used to preach on this quite a bit, but not preached on it in a while. And actually, I was going to preach something else, or I thought it was tonight. And then the Lord just sort of moved the burden off of me, and I got to looking, and the Lord warmed my heart as I looked at this scripture tonight. And you know, the Holy Spirit knows what we need. Amen. And tonight I want to look at this, and normally when I preach, I usually have the folk stand. But this morning I didn't. I just sort of went down the line, and I want to do that again tonight. I want to look tonight on the needs of being filled with the Spirit of God. Let me tell you, friend, if you're not filled and if I'm not filled with the Spirit of God, we will fail the grace of God.
Yes, sir.
This is not a carnal battle that you and I are fighting. It's a spiritual battle.
Yes,
and the only way that you'll win this battle is spiritually. Amen?
Yes, sir.
And we need to seek God's face that we might be filled with the Spirit of Almighty God. And if we're not, we're going to fail. Amen?
Yes, sir.
I want to just sort of in line here. I want to start in verse number 14. And there's about three or four verses here that that if you don't do these now, you're not going to be a strong Christian.
Yeah.
Now, I've not got one of those messages tonight. You know, if you'll do this, this, and this, you'll be filled with the Spirit of God. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, there are some people filled with the Spirit of God that don't have the knowledge that other folk has got. And sometimes they'll get by with a little more. Amen? But when you know better and sin willfully, there remaineth no more sacrifice. Amen? But I believe there are some requirements. I don't believe you can live just a flip-flop life and just hobo around and be filled with the Spirit of God. I don't believe that. I believe that you and I must put forth some effort if we're going to be filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Now, I'm not talking about being saved, and I'm not talking about some second blessing some folk talk about, but I'm talking about being filled biblically by the Word of God.
Amen.
And God commands His people to be filled with the Spirit of God.
Yes, sir.
Now let me say, when you and I get saved, we're indwelt with the Spirit of God. And if you have not the Spirit of God, you're none of His.
Right.
You have never, ever been saved by the grace of God if you're not filled with the Spirit of God. Amen? And I'll tell you something else. If you have the Spirit of God in you, when you sin, you'll know about it.
That's right.
Amen? When you get around sin, you'll know about it. Amen? There's a difference. When things that I'd never think anything about after I got saved, then it affected me. Amen? I could hear somebody cussing. Boy, it'd be like they was cussing me. Amen? Just hearing them say cuss words. And that was the Spirit of God being grieved on the inside. Might be a little warning going off telling us to reprove them.
Right.
Hello? That's what He said to do.
Right.
Amen. But tonight as we look at this, I want to look at these conditions, I believe, that we need to do as children of God if we're really going to be filled and led by the Spirit of God. In verse number 14, He said, "Wherefore He saith, Awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." Amen. I believe today as I travel, I can't travel like I used to. Brother Shepherd, I used to preach 40-something meetings a year and go day and night, but I've not been running any revival meetings. I just can't hold out for the week. But I'm trying to preach the weekends, amen? But I find today as I travel, most people and most churches has just gone to sleep.
Yes, sir.
Amen? He said, "Awake thou that sleepeth and arise from the dead." I'll tell you, I've never seen so many dead churches in all of my life.
Amen?
And they're asleep. And listen, that's not God's fault. If you and I go to sleep on God, it's our fault.
That's right.
Amen. And let me tell you something. God is a loving and a caring God and a forgiving God. And if you and I will come and bow at His feet, my friend, He can put the joy of God back in our hearts and let His Spirit and His power rest upon us to lead us and guide us. And I believe as long as we stay asleep, I don't think that God will ever, ever use us. Amen? And I'll tell you, I find today that we're a lot like the disciples when the Lord left them there to pray. And He went on farther to pray and He come back and He rebuked them. And He come back and rebuked them again. And then He come back and said, just sleep on.
That's right.
Amen? Now, I believe that that's where a lot of churches are. I believe that's where a lot of people are.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about lost people. I'm talking about saved people. I'm talking about God's children. But they have gone to sleep and they will not wake up till the Lord has just come and told them just to sleep on.
Right.
Amen? He said, awake thou that sleepeth and arise from the dead. We're dead today. We have no burden for a lost and dying world. We're to the point that we don't care. We're just laying there like a dead man in the casket, just fading away. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You know what He said if we'd wake up? He said He'd give us light.
Amen.
You know what light is in the Word of God? It's understanding.
Right.
Amen. That's the reason we're in the mess we're in today. That's the reason that folk is wandering away from God and sin's not sin anymore because we don't have any light. We don't have any understanding. We feel in our heart that everything is all right no matter what we want to do and what we feel in our heart that we would like to do. We feel like it's all right because we've gone to sleep and we're dead on God.
Yes, sir.
We don't have no light, don't have no understanding.
Yep.
And then in verse number 15, He said, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Amen. I tell you what, I believe if you and I are going to be filled with the Spirit of God, I tell you, I believe we're going to have to walk right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Are you listening to me? I don't believe you can live just anyway. I don't believe that you can have just any kind of testimony.
Right, right, right.
Amen. I used to do plumbing and electrical work years ago. Worked for myself for a long time, and I worked for this one company. They built commercial buildings and had this. They had different. For every job, they'd have a job foreman. And this one job foreman, I used to preach where he went to church, and he was the head deacon in charge, buddy. I said in charge, amen. You understand what I'm talking about? And we was out there, they were starting a shopping center. And he was all tore up and in a rage, and he was just a cussing up a storm. And I walked up to him, I punched him, I said, you know where I'm going to be Sunday? He looked at me and smiled. Said, where? I said, I'm going to come over to y'all's church.
Yeah.
He said, you are? Come ahead. I said, yeah, and I'm going to tell him how you cuss out here.
Yes, sir.
His smile left.
Yeah.
And I can't remember exactly how he said it, but he said, you know, you could get hurt.
Yeah.
If I'd have thought, I said, I'm already hurt in here by listening to you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And these people are hurt by looking at your witness. Amen.
Right.
Folk like that, my friend, will never, ever be filled with the Spirit of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God, help us today.
Amen.
He said, see then that you walk. You know, your walk is your testimony.
Right.
Walk circumspectly. Walk upright.
Yes,
be right. Be honest. Amen?
Amen.
I think a Christian ought to be honest.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know circumstances happen. I know that things happen that beyond your control. But listen, I believe you ought to do right.
Amen.
To the best of your ability, you ought to do right. He said, not as fools. I've heard all my life, he just acting like a fool.
Yeah.
You ever heard that?
Yeah.
You know, you won't act like a fool and be filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen. I don't think God expects us or even wants us to act like a fool.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me, friend? And I'll tell you, if you act like a fool, people are going to think you are a fool.
That's right.
Hello? Amen. But ask wise.
Amen.
We ought to be wise in our speech. Amen.
Sure.
We ought to be wise. We ought to be smart when we talk to people. Amen.
Amen.
I know some of us have a real problem to do that. Amen. But we'll try to anyway. Amen. He said, redeeming the time because the days are evil. You know, he said, redeeming the time. You know, we're living in a day that our churches is filled with lazy people.
Yeah.
Huh? They're not redeeming. That means getting back and
right.
Making good use of our time.
Right.
I wonder how many people in this church that you have redeemed your time. You've just not spent your time, but you have invested your time. You're investing your time in eternity. Amen?
Right.
But I tell you, most folks I see today, I know churches running a couple of hundred.
Right.
You know how many people shows up on Vista? I'm thinking to this one church. He's got one old deacon, and he's an old man, got a couple of hundred people, and they're the only two that goes visiting. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about this 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. I'm
right.
talking about going into the highways and hedges and compelling them to
right.
come in that his house may be filled.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm talking about the people you work with, to work with them.
Right.
To let them know that you love them.
Yes, sir.
And your family and friends, neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Are we lazy? I tell you. God's not going to fill lazy people with
right.
the Spirit of God.
You're right.
Hello?
Right.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
He will not fill lazy people. We need to redeem the time.
Yeah.
We need to make good use of our time for the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Amen. Did you hear that? Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Let me tell you, friend, if you don't know the will of God for your life, you're unwise. God has got a job for every one of us to do.
Yes, sir.
I don't care who we are. I don't care who you are. If you're saved by the grace of God, God has got a job for you to do.
Amen.
Amen. And most people today in the churches don't know what the will of God is
right.
for their lives. Amen.
Yes.
Now, when God called you to preach, you know, He really deals with your heart.
Yes, sir.
He really dealt with my heart. But you know, God's got a job for you to do. Amen.
Amen.
And you just need to do what you know is right that God would have for you to do.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have to be a rocket scientist.
Right.
Amen. You may not teach. You may not preach. You may not sing. You might not even sing in the choir. But there's a job for you to do.
Amen.
Amen. There's something that God expects you to do.
Right.
Amen. And we need to do it. Amen?
Right.
We need to be wise about the things of God if we're going to be filled with the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Then in verse number 18 is the verse that we always look at. Amen? He said, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit."
Amen.
This is a commandment from the Lord for me and you to be filled.
Yes, sir.
We looked at some things here, and there's other things that can keep you and I from being filled.
Right.
Amen? But here we see that He commands us. And let me tell you, the warfare that we're fighting today is a spiritual battle. It's not a carnal. I see folk that'll fuss and argue because they don't get their way.
Yeah.
Are you listening? They're just carnal. They're carnal about everything. You can tell they're carnal by the way they talk.
Yeah.
The language they use. Yes. Amen? What they talk about. But He said for us to be filled.
Amen.
And listen, friend, if you're not filled with the Spirit of God, you're going to fail.
Sure. Yep.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, I know many times as a child of God, and especially as a preacher, you're wanting to do something. And if you ain't careful, you'll miss the will of God.
That's right.
Yeah. Huh? You'll miss the will of God. You say, are you done for? I used to think you would be. But you know, you look at Paul. Paul missed the will of God. But you know, God didn't throw him away. God went with him to Rome. God told him not to go down to Jerusalem.
Yep.
Or to Jerusalem. But he went anyway.
Yep.
He sent messengers to tell him. And God spoke to his heart and told him not to go. But he went anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Huh? And they done this exactly what God told them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yep.
God said, I'll send you out and use you. But he had it. Like a lot of us sometimes, he gets to wanting to do something. Huh?
Yeah.
You ever want to do something and you pray about it and you feel like it's God's will and then you turn around about twice and something telling you, you better not do that.
Yeah.
Huh? Am I the only one?
No, sir.
Huh? Are you listening? That's why we got to walk with God if we're going to really know.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes it's the flesh. Sometimes it's the devil.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes it's God.
Yes,
and if we're going to know really which one's talking to us, we're going to have to walk with God. We're going to have to be in communion with
That's
the Lord.
Right. Amen.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
You know, many times you can be caught up with people. I mean, they've got a charisma about them. I've seen missionaries come into a church, carnal as they can be. Matter of fact, they got to change clothes before they even come into the church.
Yeah.
And they come in, and the church gets so excited. I mean, if they had a way of carrying them, they'd take the pews off of the floor and give them to them. I mean, but they'd give them everything they wanted because they had this charisma.
Right. Yep.
They go to the field. They're not there no time.
Yep.
Huh? Amen. Are you listening to me? And then some old boy comes in that loves God, that's sincere and do a work for God. You know what? They won't even give them the time of day.
Yep, right.
Huh? Because they're not up there appealing to the carnal flesh.
Right.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'll tell you part of this. I don't want to tell all of it. But I live in North Georgia, and there was this fella come down from up north, and he was starting a children's home in an island. And he'd come through. But there was something about that man I just could not connect up with. But churches was having him, giving him money. And he was taking a bunch of preachers down there to show him his little old children's home. And I thought I was the only one that felt that way. Now, in Dalton, a lot of people I went to school with is multimillionaires, hundreds of millions of dollars, went in the carpet business. And he come to my house one day. And he said, we got some bonds. And said, I wonder if you could take me to some of the people that you know in the carpet business and see if they'd buy some bonds. Boy, I felt so bad. And then I got to telling myself, why do you feel this way about this man? Mm-hmm. Everybody else thinks he's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Or I thought they did.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So I knew one fellow that was interested in missions. So I took him over to one of his carpet mills where he had his main office. And I took him in there. I sat over to the side. I wouldn't even hardly talk to the fellow. I felt like we was there with guns to rob that man. But you know, the man had a little spiritual discernment. And he said, well, let me check these bonds out. And I'll get back with Brother Parson and we'll see what we can do to help you. He called me the next day. You know what he said? He said, Brother Parson, them bonds you fellas are selling are counterfeit. Yeah, you fellas. Really, it wasn't me? Yeah, but you brought him over here. Huh? Are you listening to me? I tell you, if you're not careful, folk will take you in. Amen? They'll come to this church. There's people that go from church to church all across the country, and all they do is bum.
Yes, sir.
Amen? Yeah. I remember at our church, this fella come in and wanting money, and I just felt impressed to witness to him. So I walk over there to him, start talking to him. He said, now, I know you probably don't think very much of me. And he got to telling me about where I had saw him way up north. And he admitted to me. And I didn't even know, but God showed me. Hello? And you can get taken in by people.
Yes, sir.
And if you're not careful, and if you're not filled with the Spirit of God, you can be led astray.
Sure, right.
Amen? You can be suckered into things by people simply because you're not filled with the Spirit of God.
Yes, sir.
And you know, wasn't long after that, that fellow was caught molesting children. Hello? Amen? You know, if we're not filled with the Spirit of God, there's a lot of things that we could avoid if we'd be filled with the Spirit of God.
Yes, sir.
If we was at the place to where the Lord could speak to us and to the place that we would listen when He did. Amen?
Yes, sir.
I remember, been years ago, Daniel, a lot of y'all know Daniel, my son. He about, oh, I don't know. He wasn't real old. And we had gone to a meeting that day. It was either Labor Day or Memorial Day. I'd went to preach, and it's several miles away, and I had to come back to Dalton, pick up my family, and we had to be at a service that night. And so we got started, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, when you get over here to Shady Grove Church, stop and pray. And, you know, I looked at my watch and said, well, you know, I just don't have time. And it kept dealing with me. And I thought, you know, this can't be God, because God wouldn't want me to be late for church. But this kept dealing with me. And Shady Grove was right up on top of the mountain. And when we got to the top and started down, I guess quarter to half a mile down there, you turned, went back around the holler up to the little old church up there. And as I went by, something told me, said, you need to turn around and go back. And I said, man, this just can't be God. It just went away. I come on down the mountain, got to the foot of the mountain, and I was on my way to Dalton. I got over to Spring Place, and it come up a little rain shower. And I was going pretty good. And I saw a truck stopping in front of me. He stopped, and he was going to turn. And I looked coming behind him, and this woman had run up behind him, and she hit her brakes on that wet road, and here it was coming right over into my lane. I hit my brakes. It's just like I didn't have no brakes on that wet, hot pavement. And I hit her head on. Daniel, now this is back before seatbelt times. Daniel was in the floorboard on his knees, and he had a little matchbox car playing in the seat. Before I could think how Daniel was, or that woman that I hit was, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, I told you to stop and pray.
Amen.
If I had been sensitive to God, I could have avoided that.
Yes, sir.
I could have avoided that. Really, none of us was hurt. It was just a miracle. But it could have been.
Yeah.
Are you listening? That's why we need to be to where we can stay close enough to God that when He speaks to us, that we can listen.
Amen.
So many things happen.
Amen.
You know, I believe God gives a mother special senses to guard her family. But you know, so many women today now are so mixed up in the world and in their jobs that they don't have the time to stay with God.
Right.
They get home, they got to cook, they got to clean, they got to give baths, they got to do all of these things. And the devil slips in and steals their children.
Yeah, right.
But that mother that's not filled, and a mother is sensitive about her children and her family. Are you listening to
Amen.
Me?
Amen.
And when they're carnal-minded, when they sit there and watch soap operas all day,
yeah.
Or what do they call that? Facebook. There you go. Amen. They need to get their face in the book.
Amen. That's good.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And I tell you, from what I hear, I'm not interested when you go to Walmart.
Yeah.
I'm not interested about the dress you bought.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in all the little things every day.
Yeah.
Woman, I heard them talking about, I forget where it was. She put on Facebook, well, now, everything, some of them all day long, they say, well, I'm going to Walmart. I'll be back in about an hour. She come back in about an hour, and her house was ransacked.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't only tell them she'd leave, and she warned them when she'd be back, so to be out. Amen. We get caught up in things.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That substitute for God.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, friend, you're going to fail if you're not filled.
Yes, sir.
And for you to fall is one thing, but when you take your children down with
yep.
you, it's something else.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Amen?
Yep.
When you fall, you can look and say, well, I deserve it. But them little old kids...
Yep.
That you're responsible for.
Yep.
Amen. I tell you what, if you're not filled,
mm-hmm.
if you're not filled, mm-hmm. you're going to fail.
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, my wife watched our kids. We went from church to church every week. We were somewhere. And my wife watched our kids.
Mm-hmm.
That daughter, if a boy looked at her, my wife sized him up.
Yeah.
And you know what? She didn't have any qualms at all about telling them boys and girls, you get away from my son.
Amen.
Or my daughter. I don't want you nowhere around them because you're a Jezebel.
Mm.
Huh?
Amen. Yep.
Hello?
Amen.
I'd rather tell her that now than to wait till they get married.
That's right.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Amen? Amen? God help us. Need to be filled. If we don't, we'll fail. Amen? And a lot of times, you know, we get to the place to where we just don't know what to do. We get carnal. And We don't know what God's got for us. We don't know what we're supposed to do simply because we're not failed. But if I'm spending that time of fellowship with Him, staying close to Him,
Amen.
Then I'll know what to do.
Yes, sir.
I'll know what God wants me to do. And sometimes He just wants you to do just what you're doing and not run off somewhere else.
Yep.
Are you listening? Mm-hmm. Amen. You need to stay. You need to stay close. Let me tell you something else. You and I are still flesh. And if we're not filled with the Spirit of God, we'll fail. I've seen good Christians fall. I'm talking about people that had dedicated their lives to God and done a good work for the Lord. They fall. They bring a reproach upon the church, upon the Lord, upon themselves. And all of us knows people like that.
Yes, sir.
And good people. Amen? Good people.
Right.
People that has done a good work for God, but they get carnal.
Right.
This carnal mind is an enemy against God. Amen? You say, oh, but I wouldn't fall. You know, there might have been time that I'd have made that statement, but I realize that all of us is subject to fall.
Sure.
I don't care who you are.
That's right.
Amen. Much better Christians than you and I have fallen.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? I'm talking about good men. And I'm not talking about you have to fall. You don't have to fall.
Oh, right. I understand.
Amen. But I'll tell you, you know them little thoughts you've been having? You know, I'm talking to you. You know them little thoughts that's been going through your mind? You cultivate them a little bit. And then they just keep coming back. You don't really like them.
Right.
But they just keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to linger. You know what's going to happen if you don't deal with them? When you just keep on keeping on with them thoughts, you know what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
When your flesh and the devil gets together,
yep,
and God lets you reap your sins, you'll do things that will disgrace your family.
You're right.
You'll destroy those that you love.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And those that love you. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? That's why we need to stay close to God.
Amen.
That's why we need to stay in touch with God.
Exactly.
And listen, I know that you can get so busy in the work of the Lord that you lose your fellowship with the Lord.
You can, yes, sir.
Huh?
Yep.
Amen. You know, the radio station here is demanding. I know it is. Hello? Other jobs. It's demanding. I'm talking about the Lord's work.
Right.
Evangelism. Demanding.
Yes, sir.
But you know what? We've still got to spend that time with the Lord and stay at His feet.
Amen.
That's
right.
Boys, I've watched, I don't know, over these 50 years, I don't know how many young boys and girls I've saw. I've saw those that sell out to God and stay at the Lord's feet. And I've saw how God has blessed their lives.
Amen.
I've seen how God has used them. And I've seen how when they get married, they'll find the same type of person that they are, one that's sold out and dedicated, and God will bless their lives. And then I see these rebellious boys and girls.
Yeah.
I see how they end up in a mess. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, friend. You better stay at the feet of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Hello? Are you listening to me?
Yes,
sir. You better stay at the feet of Jesus. If not, you're going to fail.
Right.
You're going to fail. This right here, this verse right here, verse number 18, 5 and 18, is the changing point of this book of Ephesians. Before this, it talks about the carnal man. Talks about what the carnal man, not to talk about fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, and to not let these things even be named among you, not talk about them, not carry on conversations. And he talks about things like this before this verse. But after this verse, he begins to talk to the spiritual man.
Yes, sir.
There's a world of difference between the carnal man and the spiritual man. The people in this church that are carnal, they're not like the folks in this church that are spiritual.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
Notice how he starts off in verse number 19. He said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, if you're filled with the Spirit of God and you're walking with God, I'll tell you there will be a song in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. There'll be a song there. There'll be joy. There'll be peace.
Yes, sir.
If you're filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
He said, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know what? These folks, it's always complaining. You want me to tell you something? They are not Spirit-filled.
Right.
Amen?
Amen. Yes, sir.
And if you're the complainer in this church, I don't know who you are, but could I give you a little advice? You're backslid. You need to get right with God.
Amen.
Hmm? Now, I'm not talking about just going along with everything goes that comes down the pike. Huh? Are you listening? I'm not talking about that. But I am saying that everything don't have to go your way either.
Right.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Hello? I remember one time the Lord spoke to me. Did the Lord ever speak to you? Huh? Something I didn't like. I'm telling God on them. You know what God said to me? Why do you think you've always got to have your way?
Mm-hmm.
He asked me that question. And if you know the answer, tell me, because I was speechless. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? You don't have to always have your way. Amen?
Amen.
Huh? Amen. I know some folks think they do. Some folks, they think they're putting the church to run the church, when the pastor is the man in charge of the church. Amen? Hello? He said, submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. I'll tell you what, if you're filled with the Spirit of God, you're going to have a love and concern for your brothers and sisters in Christ.
That's right.
And you know what? When they hurt, you'll hurt.
Yes, sir.
When they rejoice, you'll rejoice if you're filled with the Spirit of God. Amen?
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, you'll do what you can to help them.
Right.
You know, I've saw folk in the church over the years get sick, and everybody's willing to help them. Take them up a little love offering, give to them. Maybe take up another one. But if you take any more than that to give a brother and sister something in need, you got this crowd that's going to complain and going to fuss about helping that brother and sister. I tell you what, if it was them, they wouldn't complain.
Right.
They'd appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
I tell you, I live off of what people give to me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening? I, to be honest with you, I'd like to have a pocket full of money and just help everybody. But God gives me just enough money to make it.
Amen.
Amen. He kept me that way over the years.
Amen.
Amen. And I still eat pretty good.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And you know who usually helps me is the folks that I don't think that they're able to help me.
Mm-hmm.
God uses folk like, and have down through the years.
Right.
Hello?
Yes.
Are you listening? Amen. But people that are willing to help others.
Amen.
Now is where the rubber meets the road, verse number 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. You know what? God is an all-wise God. God did not put verse number 22 before verse number 18. Because the carnal woman is not going to be subject to her husband.
That's right.
If she's going to be subject to her husband, she's going to have to be spirit-filled.
Amen.
And he's telling the spirit-filled woman to do this.
That's right.
Amen. Are you listening? Huh? Amen.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, I thank God for my wife. All these years, I've drug her. We had that little camper. We pulled it behind that van. And she homeschooled our kids and raised our kids on the road. And when we didn't have the camper, boy, we stayed in some awful places.
Amen.
Amen. You ever fight rats all night long? Huh? Hello? But you know what? She stayed with me. And she was faithful. You know what? Most women would have said, I ain't doing this. I'm taking my kids and going to the house. But she stayed with me. Amen.
Amen.
And you know what? The way some folk would treat us in some churches, get mad at us. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But all these years. Now, she had the shingles real bad for a while. And I'd get some of the boys from the church to travel with me. Matter of fact, many times I'd leave. The number one cause of adult suicide in America is reoccurring shingles. And I'd back out of that driveway, stop in the road, and beg the Lord not to let my wife commit suicide because she was in so much pain. Just couldn't get relief. Are you listening? And now that I'm sick, she's just now getting over the shingles. You know what she showed me today? On the back of her neck, she's breaking out again. For the last several weeks, probably, I don't know, 15 weeks, it's just, they not even get cleared up till she's breaking out again. I appreciate my wife.
Amen.
I tell you what, fellas, if you've got a good wife, if you've got a good wife, you better thank God for her. You better love her. You better treat her right.
Yes, sir.
And listen, women, young girls, you need to be the kind of wife and mother that this book tells you to be.
Amen.
And if you'll be that. My wife has helped a lot of women and women, ladies' meetings and in churches. Young ladies talking about Sunday school, she got help this morning.
Amen.
We was in this black church. We was the only white folk there. No, there's another couple there. But the pastor wanted her to teach the ladies that Sunday morning, start the revival meeting. And he said, preacher said, these ladies said they've all been raised hard, rough. He said they don't know anything about God. Just won them to the Lord. And said, can you help them? Amen. She decided, well, they need to hear about submission. She went in there and she said, well, I believe the Lord would have me to teach on submission. And when she did, all of them at one time said, Amen. And this one black girl, she was, I don't really know the word to use, but she didn't have everything together like the other women did. She got up in the back and was dancing around like, said, I just put him in jail yesterday and I ain't about to get him out. Amen.
Amen.
Come 11 o'clock, they hadn't turned out Sunday school. 11:30, we heard them. They's all crying and coming out.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
She flogged into them, buddy. Like she does me. No, I'm kidding. She said, all right, you go ahead. You're sending your kids to hell. That's where they're headed to. That's where you was headed to, and God saved you. But if you'll line up this book.
Yep. Yes, sir.
The woman that wasn't altogether together, she come up and she said, Brother Parson, I didn't even know what you told me. She said, I put him in jail, but I'm getting him out in the morning. Hello? You know what? Revival broke out that week.
Amen. Good.
Amen. I'll tell you. Hey, there's nothing like doing right and walking with the Lord.
Amen.
When you walk with the Lord and you're filled with the Spirit of God, listen to me now. Listen to me. When you're filled with the Spirit of God, there's a peace.
That's right. Amen.
And there's a contentment.
Right
down in here.
Amen.
I mean, absolutely. It's a feeling. I mean, I know we're not saved by faith, but there's contentment right down in here.
Amen.
To know that what you're doing is right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Huh? Hey, listen to me. If you're not filled, you're going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know I got to quit. But see, when you used to preach in a week and you only get to preach on Sundays now, my wife tells me I'm not supposed to take the whole week and preach it on Sunday.
Amen.
I went to Atlanta and preached in this big church for Dr. Chatham. Dr. Chatham was a little short fella. After service, he'd come up. I'd preached against every sin I could think of that night. He walked up me, looked up at me, and he said, Doc, you left out a point tonight. I said, what was that? He said, a stopping point. Amen. God help us. God help us. You know, I want to be right with God, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And I know we have talked about not being perfect. But you know what? I believe that every saved child of God has got a desire in their heart to be perfect.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Don't you want to please the Lord? Don't you want to be perfect?
Amen.
Huh? Are you listening? I'll tell you what. You can get wrapped up in this world and the things of this world.
That's right.
The affairs of this life,
mm-hmm.
and the deceitfulness of riches. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me? You know, I don't have no bunch of wealth to show. No big bank account. I don't have no money in savings, but I got a place to live. I got an automobile that was given to me.
Amen.
It's not no new automobile, but it gets me there.
Amen.
Amen. God supplies my needs.
Amen.
And you know what? I'm content with what I've got.
Amen.
And now, I'm not telling you that all the time I'm on the mountaintop and you won't be either.
Right.
Hello?
Right.
But I'll tell you, if you're not filled with the Spirit of God, then there'll come a day that you'll stand before God and I'll stand before God.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to give an account. And if you're filled, you can give an account as being faithful and a good servant. But if you're not, you'll have a failure report.
Yes, sir.
Saved yet so as by fire.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Because let me tell you, I don't care how good you think you are, your righteousness and my righteousness is just as filthy rags.
Amen.
Mm. Folk, we need to be filled.
Yes, sir, we do.
Amen. We need to have that fellowship and communion with the Lord. Hello?
Yes, sir.
I hope tonight that you listened. I hope tonight that I helped you. I hoped I helped you this morning.
Amen.
I've been doing a little better. But since I've got started back on the road, most of the time when I start trying to preach, I get to having heart problems, and then they'll go away. And when you, it's hard to concentrate. But you know what? I want to serve God. I want to live for God. And I'm not just bragging on me. I'm bragging on the grace of God.
Amen.
What He has done for me. What He has put in my heart.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes,
sir. And you know what? There are people here, I believe the Lord has showed you some things tonight. There are some people here that you wouldn't let the Holy Spirit show you what you needed. You kept pushing it back. You knew it. But I believe that there are folk here tonight that just needs to come and say, Lord, help me that I can be what you need, what you'd have for me to be.
Amen.
And I don't want to, just because you come and pray that prayer tonight, you know what? The devil will be right back tomorrow.
Right.
Paul said he had to die daily.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But I'll tell you, tonight would be a good start just to come and kneel here and say, Lord, help me. Help me. Huh?
Yes, sir.
All the miles that I've traveled over the years, I could tell when I'd get carnal. Going down the road, I'd wonder, where in the world did all of these idiots come from? Huh? Huh? Have I got a sign on the front of my van that says, come on out? Run me off the road? Where did they get their driver's license?
Yeah.
Huh? But you know, when I'm where I ought to be, back off. Come on, Mr. Truck Driver.
Yeah.
I know that down yonder cut me off and run me off the road. But it wasn't you. Hmm? Amen.
Amen.
You know, we're all flesh. We still have to deal with this flesh.
Yes, sir.
Amen. There's some of you just need to come and have a little talk with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
because them thoughts that's been coming through your mind, if you ain't careful, you're going to end up shipwrecked. Huh? Hello? While the pianist comes, begins to play, I wonder, friend, do you even care? Are you really concerned about your spiritual well-being? You know, young fellas, if you'll start out at the feet of Jesus, seek His will and His face for your life, I'll tell you what, you'll have a much better life.
Amen.
I preached to young people in jail that I had preached for, sitting on the pews.